This is Louis Navalier. It is Wednesday, May 13th. Okay, folks, the stock market was going to gap up this morning until the producer price index came out, and it's a disaster. The PPI was up 0.4% in April. It's up 6% in the past 12 months. The core PPI, which excludes food, energy, and trade services, rose 0.6% and is up 4.4% in the past 12 months. Here's the problem. Wholesale good costs rose 2%. Wholesale service costs rose 1.1%. So that means inflation is increasingly being embedded on the wholesale level and will likely persist. So we have Treasury yields going higher this morning. We have the yield curve flattening a bit. And that means I'll hope for rate cuts are off until we get Treasury yields a little lower. Obviously, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent is going to have his hands full. And incoming Fed Chairman Kevin Warsh is going to have to work on his FOMC members before we can even consider rate cuts. But we might get some later in the year. The other thing is Bessent and Warsh could do coordinated action together. But Kevin Warsh has to, you know, get the consensus of the FOMC. So this is unfortunate. Now, the memory stocks were going to be gapping up this morning. They still look pretty good before the opening. Basically, anybody on Air Force One headed to China, all those related stocks are doing well. Now, this China trip with Trump is turning into a massive U.S. Chamber of Commerce meeting, okay? So anybody on that trip, NVIDIA's Jensen Huang, Apple's Tim Cook, the Exxon CEO, this is all very good for U.S. business. So we should just take a step back and realize that we have 20% earnings growth for the S&P this quarter. Earnings are forecast to be good for the remainder of the year. Stocks are a great inflation hedge. So despite this news that has rattled the market with inflation, the CPI yesterday and especially the PPI today, you know, we are in a very good environment. The U.S. is also an oasis. There's a lot of chaos in the U.K. right now. There's a lot of pressure on Keir Starmer to be replaced by his own party. I think the health secretary is going to resign to challenge him. And the British pound's not doing well. Their yields are going higher. The bond vigilantes are circling them. Scott Bessent also visited Japan on the way to China because, you know, the bond vigilantes have been kind of on Japan's case a bit. So, you do have a situation where yields are actually rising around the world, and the bond vigilantes can be a problem. Now, they're not really focused on the U.S. right now, even though we have, you know, $39 trillion in debt and our interest burden is pretty high. So this will be fascinating to watch, okay? But the bottom line is, you know, the economy's growing. Kevin Hassard, which is the head of the Council of Economic Advisors on Sunday, made it clear we will be hitting 6% GDP growth this year. Just so you know, that GDP growth is coming from AI-led productivity gains, which are not inflationary. It's coming from record energy exports, which helps put downward pressure on the trade deficit. That adds to GDP. Our consumer is pretty healthy, okay? We realize there's higher prices at the pump, but the consumer, by and large, is pretty healthy. And all those three combined can eventually hit 5 to 6% GDP growth. We still have to fix the housing market. It is a drag on economic growth. So we are going to have rate cuts later in the year. So we shall see. But, you know, all I know is that the situation in Iran is obviously tragic. You know, hopefully they come to their senses. You know, they can't really pump oil right now because the wells are backing up. If they cap the wells, they won't be able to restart them for months. There was slick spotted in the Persian Gulf. We hope they're not pumping the oil into the water. You know, it's because, again, if you cap the well, you won't be able to restart it for several months. So hopefully they'll come to their senses and they'll do a deal. But right now, that is just a distraction, okay? The U.S. is the economic oasis for the world. You know, President Trump made that very clear when he went to Davos. The you follow us or you're a loser, okay? That's basically what he said. Obviously, China needs us for their growth, and we need China. We actually have a symbiotic relationship. So that's going to be reaffirmed on this trip that President Trump is doing with business leaders. So interesting times we're in, but obviously we had this inflationary bubble from energy. We also have higher trucking costs and shipping costs from high diesel costs and jet fuel, et cetera. So that's going to be rippling through all the costs of goods and services, and that's apparently what showed up in the PPI today. So hang in there, everybody. I know, you know, it's been a lot of fun. I know you don't enjoy the gyrations, but we are starting to oscillate. But the fact that the memory stocks are still going to open up strong today is a good sign. We still have NVIDIA's earnings coming out and then followed by Micron. So, you know, we still have a lot to look forward to. But, yeah, it's going to get bumpy here for a while. In all candor, we made too much money too fast. So we are going to have to back and fill here just a bit. So that's what's going on. It's Louis Navalier. I'll keep updating the podcast during fast market conditions. Take care, everybody.